You will hear an online talk by a man called Thomas Booth about how to restore old furniture. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hi everyone, and thanks for listening to my talk about restoring old furniture. My name's Thomas Booth, and here are a few of my top tips for furniture restoration. Firstly, make sure you've got enough time to devote to your project. I learned in my first project that trying to restore a beautiful old four-poster bed while doing my day job was a bit too much to take on. I spent days cleaning up the decorations. These were cut deeply into the wood. Sorting out things like rusty metal legs can take ages too. Find out the value of your piece before deciding whether it's worth restoring it. Old items of furniture are often covered in scratches, but do check your item for marks. What I mean by this is anything scraped into the wood that might identify whose workshop it originated from. This can give you an idea of a piece's age. If you think it's worth something, seek advice from professionals. If your piece does happen to be of value, you need to decide how much you're willing to spend on its restoration. I always establish a budget before I do anything. Then I can decide whether to progress or not. Think about how much of a challenge it's going to be as well. Be realistic. Once you've decided to go for it, look at how the piece has been constructed and how you'll put it back together again. Take a photo of it from every angle before you take it apart to begin work. And don't forget to attach a label to the individual pieces. That'll save time later. If it's your first attempt at restoration, you're likely to have lots of questions. Keep yourself as well informed as possible. Why not borrow a DVD from the library to do a bit of research in advance? And keep a manual to hand during the restoration process so you can quickly look up the answer to a query. Safety is, of course, very important. Wear protective clothing, as some of the materials you'll be working with, such as chemicals used in wood strippers, can be harmful to the skin. I always put on a long-sleeve T-shirt and protect my eyes with a pair of safety glasses, and a mask helps me to avoid breathing in dust or fumes. The chances are, if you're having to restore the item, it won't have been well looked after and will need a good clean. Give larger surfaces a scrub with something like a cloth or sponge to remove the build-up of dirt. To get into any finely detailed areas, I use a toothbrush. It works surprisingly well. Next, you need to think about repairing or replacing any broken or missing parts. It's always worth looking in antique shops. I couldn't believe my good fortune when I found a handle that was identical to one that was lost from a drawer on a chest I was restoring. Otherwise, you might need an expert to make a substitute. The final coat on a piece is called a finish. Finishing can be demanding and messy work, so make sure you're ready to put in some muscle power. Old finishes can be what I call stubborn. What I mean is that they're really tough to remove. Be patient and don't rush. You might end up having to do more repair work otherwise. And last but not least, the tools you'll need. Get some rough sandpaper, wood glue and a screwdriver. There'll be nails to knock back into place as well. Work with a rubber hammer so you don't harm the wood. And invest in some plastic gloves for the finishing work too, so the chemicals don't cause problems for your skin. Well, now you're ready to go. Good luck.
Now you will hear part 2 again.
Hi everyone, and thanks for listening to my talk about restoring old furniture. My name's Thomas Booth, and here are a few of my top tips for furniture restoration. Firstly, make sure you've got enough time to devote to your project. I learned in my first project that trying to restore a beautiful old four-poster bed while doing my day job was a bit too much to take on. I spent days cleaning up the decorations. These were cut deeply into the wood. Sorting out things like rusty metal legs can take ages too. Find out the value of your piece before deciding whether it's worth restoring it. Old items of furniture are often covered in scratches, but do check your item for marks. What I mean by this is anything scraped into the wood that might identify whose workshop it's originated from. This can give you an idea of a piece's age. If you think it's worth something, seek advice from professionals. If your piece does happen to be of value, you need to decide how much you're willing to spend on its restoration. I always establish a budget before I do anything. Then I can decide whether to progress or not. Think about how much of a challenge it's going to be as well. Be realistic. Once you've decided to go for it, look at how the piece has been constructed and how you'll put it back together again. Take a photo of it from every angle before you take it apart to begin work. And don't forget to attach a label to the individual pieces. That'll save time later. If it's your first attempt at restoration, you're likely to have lots of questions. Keep yourself as well informed as possible. Why not borrow a DVD from the library to do a bit of research in advance? And keep a manual to hand during the restoration process so you can quickly look up the answer to a query. Safety is, of course, very important. Wear protective clothing, as some of the materials you'll be working with, such as chemicals used in wood strippers, can be harmful to the skin. I always put on a long-sleeve T-shirt and protect my eyes with a pair of safety glasses, and a mask helps me to avoid breathing in dust or fumes. The chances are, if you're having to restore the item, it won't have been well looked after and will need a good clean. Give larger surfaces a scrub with something like a cloth or sponge to remove the build-up of dirt. To get into any finely detailed areas, I use a toothbrush. It works surprisingly well. Next, you need to think about repairing or replacing any broken or missing parts. It's always worth looking in antique shops. I couldn't believe my good fortune when I found a handle that was identical to one that was lost from a drawer on a chest I was restoring. Otherwise, you might need an expert to make a substitute. The final coat on a piece is called a finish. Finishing can be demanding and messy work, so make sure you're ready to put in some muscle power. Old finishes can be what I call stubborn. What I mean is that they're really tough to remove. Be patient and don't rush. You might end up having to do more repair work otherwise. And last but not least, the tools you'll need. Get some rough sandpaper, wood glue and a screwdriver. There'll be nails to knock back into place as well. Work with a rubber hammer so you don't harm the wood. And invest in some plastic gloves for the finishing work too, so the chemicals don't cause problems for your skin. Well, now you're ready to go. Good luck.
That is the end of part 2.